Steinberg believes experimental does not necessarily describe her work, but it does describe her process.
So even though the work is still, you know, it's still narrative work, there's still, you know, I'm using a lot of sort of conventional devices. I do experiment when I'm writing, so I know I'm trying on new things, new forms or styles or new uses for punctuation. And so in that way, I know I'm experimenting, so I don't feel, you know, like it's completely incorrect to call the work experimental, though I know there's work out there that's way, way more experimental than mine.
Do you mind being labeled in that way or labeled in any sort of way?
Well, at first I thought that it might just sort of cast my work into the margin in the literary world and that I wouldn't get, you know, as many people even knowing that the work existed. But I think more and more, you know, there are a lot of writers out there who I think are, you know, even published through bigger sort of commercial presses whose work I would consider to be experimental, but the work is so solid that I think that, you know, the label doesn't really hurt them at all. So I'm a little less fearful of it than I maybe once was. I think when I first was told that my work was experimental and I hadn't realized that that's, you know, that there was a difference, I was a little worried about it then, but that was years ago, and now I just realize that, you know, part of the way I write and the process is what makes it fun for me, so I'm not going to stop writing in that way.
Is writing a solitary experience for you?
It's something I generally do by myself, if that's what you mean. I mean, a lot of it takes place, you know, before you write it, you're thinking about it, and I usually sit at my desk at home and write a lot of the work, but I, like I said earlier, I often write with other people, so I'm in a sort of writing team at my university, and four of us write together on Thursdays. There's someone I usually write with on Sundays. We don't talk while we're writing, but we take breaks together, and I think that helps a lot, you know, because you could get very kind of caught up in it, and it's nice to have someone else to sort of bounce ideas off of.
Do you try to write something every day?
I try to, yes. I don't always succeed, but I definitely try. I think that's the trick. If you can get to the page or the computer or whatever you write on every day, there's a good chance something will come out. But if you don't get there, if you don't show up, you're not going to do any writing.
What do you write on? Do you write on paper or computer, or do you write on little scraps as ideas come to you?
I do all three of those things. So I always write on scraps as ideas come to me. I always have a bag full of receipts with writing on the back of those receipts. And then I write, generally I'll write it on the computer, I print it, and then I mark it up on the page, and then I enter my revision, and then I print it up again. So that's how I do it.
Do you ever pull out a scrap and look at it and wonder, what does this mean, or what was I thinking when I wrote this?
I usually remember, actually. It's like writing down a tiny, you know, shred of a dream. It usually helps you remember the whole dream. So, yeah, I usually understand it. Even years later, I'll find a receipt, you know, down in the bottom of some bag and that I haven't, you know, carried in a long time, and usually it comes back to me. And if it doesn't, you know, maybe it's not that great, so I don't have to work on it.
I think I saw somewhere you have a degree in painting. Is that correct?
I do, yeah. I have a BFA in painting.
Do you still paint?
I don't. If there were two of me, maybe one of me would paint. But the other me, the me I am, has trouble finding enough time just to write. So maybe one day I think about going back to it. But writing and painting for me, they're very similar. The process is very similar.
So I was going to ask, how did you get from painting to writing? But for you, it's they seem similar.
They are similar. So I started writing just when my paintings were drying so I could have something else to do. And, you know, I just was not taking it seriously then. But, you know, gradually it just became the thing I liked more as I started seeing stories actually taking shape. And then I just went in that direction.
In what ways are they similar?
I usually work on a lot of pieces at the same time. I jump back and forth between them. I put a lot down first. I'll write a lot, and then I'll start pulling off, you know, words or big areas of a painting, and then putting more stuff down and then scraping it off again. So it's kind of, yeah, pretty similar, just different materials.
Susan Steinberg's latest collection is Spectacle. Publishers Weekly calls it a masterpiece of contemporary short fiction. Steinberg spent the past week as writer-in-residence at Western Illinois University, where she worked with students, often in one-on-one sessions. She also gave a public reading. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.